Thanks for hanging out with us. Okay, last night I started the show that you guys have been talking about.
Traitors, right?
No.
Or tourists, the tourists, right?
No, the other one, the one, the True Life documentary about that guy. Yeah,
and Lori, on the set. Yes.
Did you notice in the very first episode the guy talking is a guy that's been on our show and is from the Twin Cities?
No.
I was going crazy. All right, I'll figure that out. But you, I was going crazy. This guy.
Really?
You know him. He's been on our show. The very first guy talking in the blue shirt.
He was one of the like directors on the set, or was that what he was?
He
or?
Was the very first guy talking. Yep. We know him.
Oh, I'm going to
Grant, look him up for us. Yep. Okay. Yep. But so I started watching that.
Yeah. Did you watch like one episode?
That's all I can make for you because I'm responding there. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not like an easy thing to watch all of the episodes, but it's very compelling.
It makes you think, you know, Jeff and I were talking about these kids, what they were.
How not protected they were.
None. In the work environment, anything.
Yeah.
Wow.
And just even the two journalists who narrate it, you know, talk about that it's an impossible balance because you've got kids and they're already, just the fact that you're an adult, it's such a power dynamic difference and, you know, and how, anyway, it's fascinating. Well, it's been such a success that they had enough footage, and they also, I think, have some other Nickelodeon
people that want to talk now
coming forward. A surprise fifth episode of Pride on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids, titled Breaking the Silence, will launch on April 7th.
I love it.
And this new episode, this new episode will feature, of course, Drake Bell and some other cast members, as well as someone that Soledad O'Brien interviewed cast.
Yes.
And it'll be building off the revelations that came forward and also just digging deeper into it. And probably they're waiting to see if there's some other people who will come forward.
There are. From what I've read, there are more people from all that particular, the cast from all that are going to be joining. And then, like you said, we're going to get more from Drake. And we're going to also have more perspective from the ones that were originally on it, like the black guy and his mom are also going to be taking part in this one because it's gotten so much traction.
Unbelievable.
That there's more that has to be said. And
yeah,
I'm glad we're I hate to say it, but I'm glad we're getting more of this. And the guy's name that you're
talking. Tell me.
His name is Rick Ellis.
He's from
Invergrove.
We know him.
Yeah, he lives in Invergrove.
He did the movie show.
Yeah, so he is is it All Your Screens?
He was an early movie person on our show.
Yeah.
Good remember.
Yeah, Lori, I'm looking at him like, you've been on our show. We know you. I know your voice.
Yeah.
I know how you look. He was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. Good job.
And he must have moved to Hollywood, maybe.
No, I don't know.
Maybe he still lives here. Well, I mean, we have two Nickelodeon directors. The couple, Beth and Rich Carrell, have apologized. And it's a good apology, as apologies go. Because they wrote letters defending Brian Peck in his court case against Drake Bell. And the part of their letters were... makes it on the air, you know, James Marsden, some of the things he said, you know, Brian has suffered, you know, like 100 men, and he's learned from this and he'll never do anything again. But Beth and Rich have, this is what they said, we extend our deepest apologies to Drake Bell and his family, and we deeply regret our decision many years ago to request leniency for someone who we later learned had committed a horrible crime.
This is from James Marsden?
No, James has not spoken of the directors and caused so much pain and trauma. If we'd known the truth at the time the letters were written, we never would have written them. There are no words to express how awful we feel. And, of course, this all happened before the internet and all of this. And so Brian was presenting a very different story to everybody, and people didn't have... They took him at their word because, I mean, this is one of the things about people who are abusers is they're not abusive or assaulting or whatever, however they're doing the abuse to everybody. They are very good Jekyll and Hyde people and presenting one face or this face. Yep. And so anyway, it's really, I was glad that they did that, but I have not really seen too many other, and there were over 100 letters. Yeah. And as we learned, when Ashton Kutcher and several other people wrote letters for Danny Masterson,
the rapist, who was convicted.
Yeah, and they had, all the information.
And they had all the information, yes. And they wrote such unbelievable letters that were excusing and then blaming the victims, mm-hmm. that they had to retract.
Yeah, they did.
They had their charity folded.
Charity, exactly. Yep.
They had to drop out of sight, and there were a few other people. That one I couldn't understand in this day and age.
No,
when somebody,
it didn't make sense.
It's like, hello?
It didn't make sense.
Yeah. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah, it was too much TV.
Back in the, you know, when this happened.
Yeah.
You know, you could
Rick Ellis's thing was too much TV.
Too much TV. That's
and he knew
right.
Donnie.
Yes,
I feel like and he's local.
I'm very impressed.
With
you. He weighs in a lot over the four episodes.
He really
with
does
his opinion,
and he is on Twitter saying, "Wow, you know, his Twitter handle is at A's Rick or something." But, but it was just it was so funny to me because I'm like, I know him. He's been on our show. Wow,
that's cool. Yeah, I didn't know that. I mean, I've watched it. And I remember him distinctively. He had great takes. He was really well spoken. That's
because
cool
he knew TV stuff, and he had provided
former,
some historical
TV
stuff.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
so he was a correspondent, one of the many.
Yes. All your screens. I mean, he's been on. Yeah, and Lori, now you finished the tourist
season two.
It's with Jamie Dornan. You know, beautiful Jamie Dornan.
It was excellent. It was originally, you know, it came out on Max.
I watched it,
but it was a BBC program in 2022, and then Max bought it. It was the most watched drama in the UK in 2022. Six episodes, The Tourist. It was envisioned as a miniseries filmed in Australia, starring Jamie Dornan and Danielle McDonald.
Who was Dumplin' on, you know,
the
Rachel,
Jennifer Aniston movie. And she was in Patty Cakes.
Yeah, she was.
She's wonderful.
She's wonderful.
And then the second season just dropped at the end of February, and that's six episodes, all filmed in Ireland with Jamie Dornan, you know, and his co-star Danielle. Excellent. I have no idea if there's going to be a season three.
I'm excited about that because the first one for me drags. It was only once a week, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you can just watch all of it.
Love it.
And it's the first season was very Coen Brothers-esque in the way that they told the story. And the second season is of The Tourist, where he's in Ireland. He's trying to figure out who the heck he is because, remember, he's a car accident and he has no memory of who he is.
Absolutely.
And it's so good. But I just thought that was interesting that most watched drama in the UK in 2022.
Wow. People went wild. And it really came in here with nothing.
Yeah, Max.
I only watched it because he was, you know, Christian Grey on 50 Shades of Grey. And that's the only reason I watched it.
Yeah. So you were ahead of the curve, but a lot of people watched it when the first season dropped at the end of February.
Yeah.
And so it's just a total of 12 episodes.
Before we go, we've got one person who called in. I'm just going to sneak these in from time to time. This is a listener who wants to share a quick story about you two. Because if you obviously, if you're just tuning in, the news, the big news from yesterday. But just every once in a while, I'm going to bring these in to end a segment. So Dawn just wants to say something to the two of you.
Hi, Dawn. Hi, Dawn. You're on my talk.
So 11 years ago, I reached out specifically to Lori and asked her to connect her husband, Julia's brother, Casey, to my son, Trainer, because he wanted to become a firefighter.
I remember that. And we did connect.
And we did connect, and he did reach out. And my son was a firefighter in the Twin Cities for a few years, and he's been down in Memphis for a few years. And just the other day, he called and talked to me about being able to help a woman who was in a battered situation, who literally was going to be killed by the person that she was in a house with. And I think about you often and your kindness and your generosity, and not only the things that you have done for, you know, all these years for us who feel like we're friends with you, but truly you taking that time to have him connect with my son has saved lives.
Aww.
And as silly and fun as your show can be, you make a difference and in bigger ways and farther reaches than you probably will ever know.
Aww. Don, that is...
You're going to make us cry!
I know it. Oh, Don, that's...
Well, I'm sitting here crying, too, because let me tell you, as much as I, you know, miss him being far away, when I hear you guys, it's like we're all family. Mm-hmm. And like I said, your outreach and your connection with the community that you serve is bigger than the 3 hours you're on the radio, mm-hmm. by far. And I just wish you guys nothing but the best and the goodness, because you deserve it all.
Oh, thank Don, you. You're so sweet. Look at how sweet. My brother has the biggest heart in the world.
Oh, he gives good firefighter advice.
Oh, I love hearing that. I love
thank
that.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Don, for the call.
I hope you come to our big party, TBD.
Wherever it's going to be. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's Lori and Julia on My Talk.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random.
That's all it is. That's all it is. All right, so a first time ever I saw something where modern technology in a sport that I love to watch, tennis, malfunctioned in such a big way.
Oh, what are we talking about?
So the Miami Open is going on, and this is a tennis tournament in Miami. Mm. And I might go there next year. Ah. You know, they've gotten rid of line judges, you know, out in the people who track the service lines in. What are the boundaries around the tennis court? You know, they would go in, out. The guys who would wave... No, they've put in these
cameras.
Electronic tracks.
No.
And they call it like Freebird or something. It's got a name. Mm. It's better. And people like it because there's no fighting, because you can do the instant replay and see it, but you could do the instant replay anyway with people.
Yeah.
But the...
So people have lost their jobs?
People have lost their job. Well, this is just the beginning, I swear. Well, but I was just...
This is coming to baseball, too, with the automatic strike zone.
Yeah, which is...
It takes away the human element.
It takes... No. They've been testing this for 2 years.
Yeah, there won't be an umpire?
Yeah, potentially, yeah. In the minor leagues, they have
Who's going to break up a fight?
There'll be an umpire, but he's not going to call balls or strikes. He's just going to stand back there.
I don't
eventually
approve of that.
And it's going to be a box that's just... And I don't want to take away from your Miami story here, but yeah, this is bad.
No, and so I'm watching, you know, I tape all this crap, and I was watching a match, and all of a sudden, it's getting stalled, and I'm talking with someone on the phone, and I'm just seeing this action, and the two female players are having a discussion with the chair umpire.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on? And I heard someone say, that's out of line or something. I'm like, oh, stop. I want to hear the drama. And the drama is they had to stop the action because there was a power outage, and the umpire of the game can make calls in and out, and they usually have a light that they can read if the system goes down, but everything had gone down. And it was just amazing to see everything stop. And Martina Navratilova, I can never say her name.
Navratilova
is back commentating.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And this is her second tournament she's been back at since her cancer. Mm-hmm. Revelation last year, and she's just like, this is why we keep line judges at least in the vicinity. This is center court. This is the biggest court that they have there in a major match.
Yeah.
And it's like, time out. So we had the bees. That was not human. Mm-hmm. But this time, it was the very first time I saw it go down. And I'm like,
Don't.
I'm sick of
line judge.
People are worth something. People are worse.
Thank you, Julia.
People are necessary. We still need jobs, too.
I agree.
I was just, there's my this little Julia Sugarbaker. And here's something for Subaru owners who own a 2020 or through 2022 Outback or a Subaru Legacy. There's a major recall on 118,000 vehicles over their airbags. There's a faulty sensor that can prevent the front passenger airbag from deploying properly.
Ooh, not good.
So anyone who has one of those,
you'll have gotten a notice.
You'll you will. You will get a notice. You go. Yeah. All right.
Even if you lease, you'll get a notice.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. All right. There you go. Thank you.
They're organized like that for those recalls. They have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
For liability reasons.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, they do.
Yeah. And then it's up to you, though, to get it done. That's
Who wouldn't be motivated? Yeah. What? My airbag might not go off if I were to get in an accident? Excuse me, I'm going tomorrow.
Well, it's just your passenger.
I agree.
And a lot of people turn those off.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm just like, it's just the passenger. What do you care? I know I'm teasing.
No, but there are my friends who work in the mechanic world. You'd be surprised. A lot of people ignore those recalls.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it's...
It's work to get into
it
the...
It takes time, and they don't have the time to give up the car, and you just... So they lie ability issue. They send out the letter. We gave you a notice, and that's they need
then
to cover.
You can never sue, and if something goes wrong, you're going to be sorry about your laziness.
You are, but here's something exciting. Mm-hmm. So the big to do. I don't even know how many years ago Krispy Kremes took over the Twin Cities. We had like four locations only, and then they left.
Overnight.
It was overnight. Yeah. And so people were driving to Iowa.
Yep.
People were driving to Wisconsin. People were doing Krispy.
Why didn't Minnesota like Krispy Kremes?
It didn't hit.
We have all these other good
donut
bakeries.
And bagel places and muffin shops.
Remember Tim Hortons came here for like two years?
2 days. Yeah,
and they were gone. You know,
we just like our independent bakeries.
Yeah.
That's got to be it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so anyway, McDonald's is coming to the rescue.
Thank God.
And they have announced a major partnership with Krispy Kreme nationwide. Woo-hoo. At all of the McDonald locations. They are going to have Krispy Kreme donuts available.
I love it.
And you were just saying you were just in Florida Grand and you love these. I mean, sometimes
a glazed donut is amazing.
It's the bomb.
It's, and you may remember at the State Fair last year, those Amish donuts that we were loving. Those Amish donuts were like I would call a Krispy Kreme on crack, if that's even a term. Because they were, remember, they melted in your mouth.
Oh, so good.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Are we going to be allowed to say the word State Fair? On the airways because I'm so depressed about it.
An impromptu chat with John Bream on a bench somewhere on the first day.
I'll come with you and we'll film it.
Yeah,
it's just so that one is going to be hard for us.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I told Grant I'll meet him every day at the Midway Men's
Club. No kidding. So will I. We love the State Fair. So anyway, I just thought that's good news for us because Krispy Kremes, they were so gone. Lori, we used to chew so much bubblegum, if you remember.
Oh. You know what? We felt like it was less
calories
if we just chawed on the bubble gum.
But it would lose its taste so quickly.
In a second.
So
we need Japanese gum. We need to go to a market and get Japanese gum because that lasts the longest and is the best.
And we would take, we would go to piece. We would go to Menards and get the big jug. It was a white tub we would get and keep it in the double wide. Well, I like chewing gum.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to find. It kind of went out of style during the COVID years because people were
spitting.
And people were using gum, spitting and using gum for their breath management and using gum for different things. It kind of went out of style. It's kind of hard to find gum right now.
I'm going to disagree with you. I find gum everywhere I go.
But you don't find many flavors. The Trident... Very few flavors. You just get those big jugs that are $5 that have no flavor.
Yeah.
Juicy Fruit and Double Mint are white. And
where do you get those?
At Walgreens, at Lund's.
You never go to Walgreens. I can't even believe
I go to Walgreens all the time.
In fact,
I cried with somebody at Walgreens today.
I heard Walmart.
No, Walgreens.
Oh, my gosh.
Walgreens. Aren't you the makeup queen at Walgreens?
Oh, yes, Walgreens
Bonnie,
is great.
Bonnie at Ford Parkway is the makeup queen.
Anyway, all right, so you see it all.
Yeah, you buy gum is, you're not going to scare us today, Satan.
No, I'm not trying to scare you at all. All I'm just saying is it's limited.
The displays have gotten smaller.
They really have because at Target, checking out,
Especially.
Where is my Trident orange flavor?
It's like two rows above the...
They have eliminated gum. Bring it back.
Target. I would say I'll give you Target for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm with you.
Yeah, now you and I have kind of the same little...
quirks. I love it.
We really do grow. Hey, everybody. We want you to know we are going to Iceland. We maybe off the air by October, but we are going. We would love you to come with us.
Now this trip is priceless.
No kidding. And, you know, the itinerary that Borton Overseas has set up for us is really amazing. I love a trip where we don't have to do any work. We just get to go.
That's the thing with going on any kind of a trip with Borton Overseas is that they're taking care of everything for you, making sure you're staying at a great center hotel, yes, which we are, making sure you're seeing the fun highlights of a trip without having to rent a car or take a train or do public transportation. And then you've got a guide.
And we're going to be hanging out, having fun. We had so much fun last time. There literally are limited seats, but there are some left. Please come with us. We'd have a blast. We guarantee it. Go to My Talk, keyword Iceland. Again, we're excited about it, and we are still going. We want you to come with us.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
It's ham time. Let's try it again today, Stephanie. Oh, honey. All right. Tell us, give us some good tips for Easter. It is this Sunday.
No, we need ham. We were promised ham.
Ham?
And ham discussion we will have.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
How do you make a perfect ham?
Ham is like the easiest thing ever because it's basically already done. Like, you're just putting on maybe a little glaze if you feel like it, a little brown sugar if you're feeling fancy. You can even be like one of those Becky Homeckies and dot it with cloves in a very extravagant pattern.
I've done that.
Like, you can do all of that, but you don't even need to. A ham basically goes in a low oven, 350 degrees for about 4 hours. And if it's a small ham, go less. If it's a larger ham, go a little bit more. That's literally it. There's all different kinds of hams, but basically right now in the store, when you go, you're going to find anywhere from like a 3 to 20 pound ham that's going to be in a little baggie, and you're just going to stick it in a tray in the oven with a little liquid, and just that's it. It's ham.
You don't think, all right, here's a question for you. So first of all, I heard like a half a pound per person.
That is right. Yep.
Okay.
And it depends. Because, like, at our house, we'll have ham. Then I'll also have, like, some egg dishes.
Sure.
So, you know, if the ham is the only meat, then I would say that's the minimum. But if you have a lot of other stuff or if it's buffet style. And you know what? Like, ham, leftover ham is the best. Pea soup.
The best.
Like, ham sandwiches.
Yep.
Yes. Ham salad. All the stuff.
Ham is the best left. I agree with you 100%.
I know. I would leave my dad's at Easter, and he'd go, don't forget the ham bone, and he'd get, because he hated split pea soup.
Oh, I love.
And Casey liked it, so I would always take home the ham bone.
I know. I'm not having Easter, and I bought a ham to make the soup, because that soup is the bomb.
100%. That's one of the most popular recipes on my website is just
is
your basic pea soup.
Oh, I got to go check it out.
My cookbook, too.
Oh, then I have that.
You do have it, Julia. It's in the book. We're big on pea soup. And it's weird because people either like love it or like don't like it. There's no kind of in between. You're either thumbs up or thumbs down. But also something to think about with spring, like you can use yellow peas, which are a little bit brighter color and it's not so green. That's a good way to use your ham bone. It's the same recipe. It's just using a different pea.
Okay. Who even knew there was a different colored pea? Not me.
Does that look ugly to eat, though? I mean, I'm so used to the green.
No. It looks like a creamy corn soup.
Yeah, it's just, it's a little bit brighter yellow.
Okay.
Instead of like that sort of, I don't know, do I dare say vomity green?
It is.
You dare say
it's
it.
It's a good, it's a lima bean green. Again,
yeah, and that,
the vomity bean.
Well, because you know that Linda Blair, when she was vomiting in The Exorcist, it was actually pea soup.
Oh. Okay, I never know that, mm-hmm. but Lori's the only one who's seen that movie in Grant. I've never seen it.
Oh, I was terrified. It's, I thought I was going to be possessed.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she saw it as a child.
I was in eighth grade. It was for my eighth grade birthday with my Uncle Tom.
Oh, Uncle Tom. Thank
oh, my
you.
Gosh. Right.
He took me.
Her Uncle Tom.
He took me in. He took me to Elitch's, too, which is an amazing amusement park in Denver.
I've never even heard of that. Okay, so as far as like, you know, accoutrements or side dishes with Easter, do you have an egg bake dish or like something like?
Oh my gosh, my website's full of them.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So
70sdish.com.
Egg bake, sausage eggs bake. Yes. I have 34 Easter recipes just specific to Easter. Coconut cake, egg bakes, asparagus and goat cheese frittata.
Oh.
Lori said, help, I need to do something with carrots.
I'm looking at your, on Stephanie's dish, roasted carrots with honey and goat cheese. This sounds absolutely amazing. And I bought the two big, you know, those carrots, when you buy them, the fresh ones, they're so messy. You just get wet and dirty putting them in those bags that don't fit. But I saw you the other day.
You get so messy, wet and dirty. The bags are too small.
No,
they're plastic.
They are. They should make them bigger. But I saw you on Jason the other day. With your arrangements. And so when I got home, I cut off all the tops of the carrots and put them in a vase and then took your idea of the tulips and cut them down. And now I have two really cute vases, and I hope it makes it till Easter.
Yeah, it should. So the idea is that you are using the tops of the carrots sort of as the greenery in a flower arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just putting your tulips amongst there. Another really fun table thing to do is you have one bigger vase that's see-through, like glass see-through.
Yeah.
And then you have a smaller vase in the middle, and you put the water in the smaller vase. But then in that space in between, you put like Easter color M&Ms or jelly beans, or you can even line it with Peeps.
That was so cute.
And I've done that before.
That was so cute.
So that's a fun table arrangement.
How do you think of these things, Martha Jr.?
It reminds me of Family Circle magazine. Do you remember all the...
I get that magazine,
I
Julia.
Love that magazine.
Yes. No, I always wanted to be like the Martha Stewart, but I didn't want to be so snooty. I wanted to be like the Minnesota regular lady, Martha Stewart.
Yeah. The attainable Martha.
Yeah. Like just even, you know, if you're going to make deviled eggs, you can do so much with deviled eggs just by using different flavored salt.
Mm-hmm.
So after, if you're getting all these eggs and you want to know what to do with them, like you can use a smoked salt or a black garlic salt or Himalayan sea salt, all those little salts just give that little egg a little bit different flavor depending on the type of salt that you use. You could even put sesame seeds on them and make it feel a little bit nuttier. Caviar eggs is also a fancy one that you can do on hard-boiled eggs. And here's the best. If you have tons of hard-boiled eggs, this is a weird recipe.
All right, tell
but
us.
It's so good.
Okay.
You take four of your eggs that are hard-boiled, and then you're going to take the yolks, too, from some of them. And I have the actual recipe on my website. But you're basically using this to enrich a sugar cookie dough. So you're making sugar cookies, but you're filling them with these hard-boiled egg bits.
Okay, I can't get my arms around that one yet, but I'm going to believe you. That's
so
an
good.
Interesting one.
Okay,
I'm going to look at that recipe. That is different.
Yeah, it's called sugar cookie, or I think it's called Easter egg sugar cookie recipe. But the cookies are really good.
Oh, that I mean, for Easter, of course. Yeah. I was just thinking that. Ah,
yeah.
All right.
Okay, Stephanie, two questions. One is, why is kosher salt different than Morton salt? Do I really have to buy kosher salt? I'm curious.
Whenever, yes, you do have to buy it. And
okay.
It is Morton's is the brand you want to buy. Morton's kosher salt.
Oh, okay.
Morton's
that is
regular
salt.
Iodized salt that's small.
Okay.
Then they have Morton's kosher salt that's larger.
Bigger granules.
Is that what it is?
There is a salt. Yes, the granules are bigger and they're less salty than the small iodized salt.
Got it. I never knew.
It's complicated because there's another brand called Diamond Kosher Salt, and that's twice as salty as the Morton Kosher Salt.
Okay, I'm getting
the Morton. So don't buy Diamond. Yeah.
Okay, you just tell me how much you need, Lori, and I'll bring you some from home.
Yeah, you know, I feel like my kitchen needs this. Because
of course
it does.
I can't believe you haven't used it.
I see it in recipes, and I just ignore it because I'm like, is Morton's kosher? I think it is.
It's not even the kosherness. It's the size of the grain.
It's the grains. They're bigger.
It's very confusing.
It's like when you get a sea salt on top of a chocolate, what are those things, truffles?
Yeah.
They're big.
Okay, I've got
Steph.
Another question of Stephanie again.
Thank you for preparing our Sunday meal for us right now.
But this is all stuff that people are doing for Easter anyway.
Absolutely.
And I saw this a couple weeks before you went on your fabulous last adventure. But you got, and let me tell you, girl, the next day when I went to Lund's, there was only one roll of Rhodes sweet loaf bread. Okay, that's all that was left. So, you caused a run, and I'm going to make that sweet bread thing in the pan. When do you
bread.
When do you unthaw that stuff, and do you press it out?
Okay.
I can't quite remember.
So what she's talking about is Rhodes frozen cinnamon rolls. They're in the freezer section, and they're in a bag.
And they're gone. They're gone, Stephanie. You have made the Twin Cities run out of it.
Well, they usually have them at Cub, and I'm hoping you can still find them. If not, you can use Grand.
I bought them.
Is another way.
Okay.
So you basically just put them in your pan, and then you're going to put cream.
But do I let it rise overnight and unthaw?
Yes. You let the rolls unthaw overnight, and they're going to rise.
Okay, thank you.
Then you're going to pour your cream in the morning, and you're going to stick them in the oven. And there's also, I think, butter in there, and there's some brown sugar.
Yes,
and the recipe's on my site, too. But you make this melange of stuff, and you pour it around the rolls. And then, for whatever reason, the rolls, like, absorb all of that when they're cooking.
Oh.
So you get this sort of buttery, cinnamony, delicious extra syrup at the bottom of the cinnamon roll pan that makes those already fairly delicious grocery store frozen rolls like ambrosia. It makes them so much better.
Okay, good.
And even the Pillsbury Grands, the ones in the can.
Yes. Those work.
You can do the same thing. And you can just put you get like five jumbo rolls and you put them in your pie pan. And then you add the cream and the butter and the brown sugar. And those also do it. And it just gives you this really like elevated taste from these pretty pedestrian products that makes them a million times better.
I love how easy all your stuff. I love this. Okay, so here's my question. What is this called on your website?
Cinnamon rolls. I have an orange version. I've done I put a little orange juice in it and then I put it with orange zest. I love those. Do you guys remember those old orange rolls?
Yes, my grandma made them.
Yeah. So I do those cinnamon rolls that we're talking about, the Rhodes frozen overnight rolls, and I just add a little bit of orange juice to the cream, and then I zest with orange on top of it. And then when I'm using the frosting, I just make a little bit of orange with it.
I always cringe when I hear zest.
I love a zest.
I know.
It's so easy, Lori. You just use your cheese grater. Zesting simple. Okay, here, we want people to know that we've posted your website on the Lori and Julia show page, if that's easier, or go to stephaniesdish.com. Stephanie, you've settled Easter for us. It's easy now.
Oh, I have. You know what? I'm going to do this.
What are you going to do?
It's new, so you'll have to keep your eyes peeled because I haven't made it before, but I saw this recipe that it's an egg bake like a quiche, but instead of a bread crust, they make a hash brown crust.
Oh, yeah. Yummy.
I'm going to press like potatoes that I'm going to grate into a pie pan, and then I'm going to par bake it so it gets a little bit cooked, and then I'm going to put my eggs in there and my cheese and my ham and my asparagus, and then I'm going to finish it. And so hopefully it'll be good. I don't know. I'm hoping the crust gets a little crunchy and a little delicious.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, so here's an adequate question. If you're invited to bring an egg dish and the people are serving ham, can you bring an egg dish with ham in it?
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, when these etiquette rules,
just do your best. Just curious.
I told her.
What if my ham and the egg dish is better than the ham Lori's serving?
I told Julia she can bring an egg dish, but I don't want any sausage.
And all of them have sausage. She's so fussy. I'm bringing a big salad too. 70.
We have to do an egg dish with asparagus.
All right,
and then you don't have to put the sausage in.
Okay, and everyone's going to be stinky for the rest of the day. We love you. Thank you for calling him. We're over. We got to
go. Bye, guys.
Thank you. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for Minneapolis Plastic Surgery. And, just like thinking about leaving this place, Julia, I thought about having a facelift for like 3 years before I actually ever even made the call.
You look so great, Lori. No, it's amazing.
And I really just felt like I just wanted to. I saw my dad's jowls and I was just like, oh man, I'm going to go. And we had seen Dr. Jarvis 20 years ago and
had brow lifts.
Brow lifts, and we had our eyelids done.
We heard
that's what the Hollywood people did. And so I knew there was no place else I was going to go but Minneapolis Plastic Surgery. But between Dr. Jarvis, Dr. Tholen, Dr. Singh, you have so much experience and a great team and not one single regret.
Amazing. Call them today and set up your free consultation. It is so worth it if you want it. And they're so great. We love them.
This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, any place, make snack time playtime with Funnables Fruit Snacks. Have fun, eat it too. Visit FunnablesSnacks.com to shop now.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood!
What is the meaning of this?
What is the meaning of this? I can't wait for my Vanity Fair magazine to get to my house. The April cover story, and I think you posted this a couple days ago. It's Anne Hathaway.
Yes.
On the cover, and I think we're getting a very sexy movie that she's going to be starring in. And that's The Idea of You. It comes out, I want to say, in maybe the end of April.
Yeah.
And it's based on the best-selling novel of a book by the same name, and it centers around this unexpected romance between a 40-year-old, played by Anne Hathaway, and the 24-year-old singer of the world's hottest boy band.
Oh, this is so it's a romance, but the Idea of You.
It's
actually out. It came out March 16th.
Oh, it did come out
and
already.
It's getting right now on Rotten Tomatoes.
No, it's coming out May 2nd on Amazon.
Yeah, that's weird. It's saying here it's already released on its initial release, which March 16th. It must have been some theatrical thing or some.
Maybe, The Idea of You comes out May 2nd, Amazon Prime. Anne Hathaway plays the hot 40-year-old
Dean.
Yes.
The 24-year-old in the boy band, Shades of Olivia Wilde. Wild and Harry, but the book came out before those two romance. So in the Vanity Fair interview, Anne Hathaway has a lot to say. I can't wait to read the whole thing.
Yes, and you get it, so you will.
But I haven't gotten it yet. Okay. They always release this crap to the people who aren't actually buying the magazines. They read out online.
How unfair!
It makes me mad.
How unfair that people get a jump on it.
She was asked about her early career because think about, she was the Princess Diaries.
With Julie Andrews.
That's right.
Oh, I loved it.
Such a good movie. But she was told in her early 20s that she had zero sex appeal in Hollywood. And she said at that time, the male gaze was very dominant, very pervasive, very juvenile. And I just looked at them and said, quote unquote, I'm a Scorpio. I know what I'm like on a Saturday night.
What a great comment from a young woman.
Yes.
Dude, I'm a Scorpio.
I'm a Scorpio. Okay. I know don't what's going on.
I love that.
So, nice. Yeah.
That's a good one.
She's
such a great actress. Yeah. She really is.
And it debuted at the South by Southwest Festival on March 16th. That's why I got the 16th.
Yeah,
my
but it'll be out on May 2nd.
Prime Video, yeah.
And it's going to be a horny movie.
And at least it's coming out. I mean, that Sydney Sweeney and Glenn whatever is still not available for free yet.
Because people are buying it.
Yeah, I guess.
It's making money.
I guess they're still buying it.
Kyle Richards was on with Kelly Ripa's podcast today. Let's talk off camera.
Let's do it, shall we?
Let's do it. And Kelly asked her about how she felt the other housewives, you know, how this whole season went. And she said this. She said, well, my co-stars, the way they came at me, it was not from a loving place
or
a friend that said, do you need someone? Are you okay? Is everything okay? It was unbelievable. Honestly, it felt inhumane.
Okay, here's the deal with Kyle. And you are more in tune with the housewife thing, but Kyle has picked at everybody. Kyle gave Lisa Rinna no love.
No, Lisa Vanderpump.
And Lisa Vanderpump originally with the dogs and all that stuff. Frank.
Relentless.
But she is relentless, and she's going through something.
Denise Richards.
Relentless.
It's your business. You're on a reality show. You owe it to your audience.
I think Kyle, she went through a major transformation. She quit drinking, so she's not drinking on the show with the girls anymore. Mm-hmm. So that was a big change for her this year. Very big, because she was always a partier with these guys.
Right.
So that's got to be a huge change for her. I think she lost a little bit of her funny bone because she's in crisis with her family. And unfortunately, at the same time, is on a reality show where you're supposed to talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it was just turmoil.
Yeah.
And instead of lashing out that these people were attacking her, they were asking questions that anyone would ask your friend group.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, she was filming during this period.
Right.
So I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No one was really attacking you because we watched it.
No one was inhumane.
No.
Denise Richards and Lisa Vanderpump are slowly sipping their tea somewhere.
Yeah.
But she's everywhere because she's also helped promoting Buying Sunset. Maurizio's show because she's in it.
I told you. It's her daughters are the business. So she's promoting that?
Yeah. She gave them. There's more on camera of her and Mo than there was on. He was the least visible
that
he's
family
ever been.
Conflict. It just makes my head hurt,
doesn't it?
Yeah, you know. With the Hiltons, with the sisters, with the cousins.
Kourtney Kardashian wants to remind everybody that she's autosexual. My Hollywood speak
Wait
on this is that Poosh is getting more like Goop. Because that's, you know, her website.
Wait a second.
Kourtney Kardashian.
Oh, thank you for saying the name
Kourtney. She's autosexual, and she just wants to remind people that's an option.
What does that word even mean, though? Sure, I don't know that one.
It is.
You automatically are turned on?
No, you're going to be so tired at the stupid.
Just give me the description because I want to hear.
You're turned,
and I'm not making fun.
You are turned on by engaging in your own eroticism.
Okay. Okay. So she just put that out there to get more clicks.
There you go.
She's got. Remember, she's got her poof vitamins to sell gummies to insert in your vagina, which I'm going to tell
you
right now.
Ever?
I'm going to tell you right now, as your resident OBGYN,
don't
do it. Your vagina is a self-cleaning oven. Only put something up there with your permission or that is prescribed. You don't need it's like a Metamucil gummy to put up.
Even imagine,
can you believe it?
Who would ever?
Yeah, no.
Okay. You're turned on.
She turns
on,
herself
you're turned on.
On
by eroticism. Well, who the hell? That's called masturbation.
Yeah, well, we all are autosexuals.
Okay,
then.
Everybody. Now,
class dismissed.
All right. Done. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Oh,
Lori and Julie on My Talk.